With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
Foundation for Dreams is an organization for children with special needs and chronic illnesses, and it provides individualized support and recreation in a camp environment, specifically a camp called Dream Oaks Camp. And here to tell us all about it is the executive director of Foundation for Dreams, Elena Casella. Elena, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you so much. It's an honor. Thank you.
You know, when I have people on with organizations that, especially when it's organizations for kids, they always have a founder whose story is, well, they were going through some sort of physical or illness or something, and they were sitting there and they're looking at somebody else going through something, and they saw a need, and usually that's when they start foundations and organizations. And it's the same with your founder, Eddie Mulock. Tell us how Foundation for Dreams began.
Our founder, Eddie Mulock, who is an attorney here locally in Bradenton, Florida, actually went away with his kids out west on a trip. While he was out there, he had a bacteria attack his heart, and he needed to undergo an immediate heart transplant, and actually did that at Shands Hospital in 1995. While he was there, he, as you said, he just witnessed a lot of children, many of them that had disabilities, some that had chronic illnesses, and he began talking with some of those families, asking what they did while they were, you know, away from the hospital, because he seemed to see the same kids come in daily or weekly as he was recovering. And he decided that he, you know, if he was to survive, he wanted to do something for these kids. And being the outdoorsman that he was, he thought, why not a camp? Many of the organizations locally do not have recreational activities for kids that have disabilities. They're not able to adapt them. They're not able to take care of the children the way that they need to be taken care of. Most of the general things that we've all grown up with, boys and girls clubs, YMCAs, even the Boy Scouts itself, they're not used to adapting things. Liability is a little bit too high. The direct care can become quite intense depending upon the child and their needs. So he actually came back to Bradenton and he set forth on his mission to build the camp. And in August of 2000, he collaborated with the Boy Scouts, and we were able to build on part of their land at Camp Flying Eagle here in Bradenton. And we welcomed our first set of campers back in 2001. We had a groundbreaking ceremony, and we came out with trailers, and I wasn't part of it, but from what I hear, it was amazing. Some of the same counselors that were there back in 2001 are still here and doing some work with us occasionally on the weekends or during the summer. But today we have 7 all-inclusive cabins that are air-conditioned and accessible to children of all abilities, whether they need ramps, you know, our showers are wheelchair accessible, our vanities are wheelchair accessible, we have bunk beds. It's a real camp, and we serve about 700 individuals yearly now.
Well, you're talking about how unique your camp is because there's not many around. In fact, your organization is the only organization in the Southwest region of Florida that provides year-round weekend, spring break, and summer residential camp sessions for children.
We've done our research, and you know, there's a lot of programs out there and not many camps. For us, because of what we do and because we don't specialize in just one particular disability, we are very unique in what we do, and especially because we're running year-round. When we first started, we got the stigma that we're just summer camp, and we were. But now, because that we're running year-round during the school year, we've kind of turned into this program, if you would, that just is in a camp environment.
You know, as somebody thinks about summer camp for kids, they always think about all these hundreds and hundreds of kids running around and a bunch of counselors being overwhelmed and trying to keep track of them all. But in your situation, your camps, you have a unique situation where the ratio is in favor of the counselors.
Yes. So the counselor has actually themselves, because they're the direct care, they provide that direct care of the child. And then they always have a counselor in training. So we practice two deep. So that counselor will never have more than three children. In many circumstances, the ratio could be a one-to-one ratio. But then again, if you remember, we're practicing two deep, so they'll have somebody with them that's kind of that second set of hands if needed. You know, we have children on the autism spectrum. Some of them are higher functioning. Some of them are nonverbal. We have children that have cerebral palsy, spinal bifida, Down syndrome, traumatic brain injury. So when you talk about the direct care needs, it varies so differently from child to child. So we really are very special in how we are able to provide those ratios for parents and children as well.
And you also design it to and tailor it to meet the needs of, you know, each child. And you do that by doing research.
For 16 years, I was in the school system and helped write curriculum and was able to be in the inclusion classroom where we're modifying strategies. So when you start talking about modifying strategies, a lot of our counselors are teachers that are in exceptional student services. And so they're used to creating this environment that is one of support and inclusion. We modify all the strategies so that every child is participating and each child is engaging in a variety of camp activities. So they're able to learn new skills and they're able to develop productive behaviors while all the time having a blast. We weave it into the fun. Kids think that they're coming out to just come to camp, but we're weaving in targets and goals for the family. And so while the parents come in, they check in and they say, I want my child working on maybe a particular activity of daily living, an ADL, or maybe they're working on a social goal because that interaction at school or the family is not really happening to the level that they'd like them to. So we're really looking at what we are able to do to work on like health and hygiene, again, the behavioral skills, social interaction, by focusing on their strengths and abilities so that we can facilitate these goals through each session and we encourage them through success. And what we found is that as kids are actually participating more often and more regularly, they're building that comprehensive, profound skill set. So it strengthens the overall family unit.
And another way you do that, on the other side of it, is the parents. So the kids are at camp, and most of the parents, if not all of them, are parents and caregivers at the same time. And they need a break occasionally.
Yeah. All parents need a break.
Well, yeah, but
I've got two of my own, but most specifically, I think parents that are raising children, especially children with special needs, they need the ability to recharge their batteries. They need to be able to spend time with other children that may be in the home or their spouse. You know, there are times that they need to perform necessary adult tasks, whether it be work or household tasks, or maybe they just want to go on vacation or a date night with their spouse. And so, you know, for us, providing that regular respite for them once a month or twice a month, and then during the summer, we're able to provide this really great program that parents have relied on now for so many years. And it's so important to the health of the family and the health of our community.
And it's a camp for kids with special needs, but in some ways it's different, but in a lot of ways it's the same as any other camp. I mean, the activities that you have are, if you look at the list, it's like, well, it's horseback riding and canoeing and swimming, and it's all the kind of the same stuff, but, you know, specialized, right?
Yeah, our daily adventures, we do arts and crafts, we do music, we do yoga, we do scavenger hunts, we have an aquatic program, we do boat rides down the river, we have nature studies and science and therapeutic horseback riding. And we say that all of these activities give immediate health benefits, but most importantly, like, we're like Mary Poppins. We have a bag of tricks for everything. And if one kid can't do it, we're not going to do it for any child. And so we're always looking at how we can adapt that activity. We have specialized, the program that we partner with has a specialized horse saddle that, you know, a child that's in a wheelchair and has never potentially been out of that wheelchair can get up onto a horse. and have two staff members walking alongside that horse. You know, when you see the face of the child that was now out of her wheelchair, his wheelchair, and into a canoe because we put a beanbag down there, all these little things that people don't necessarily think about, you know, we're doing, and the child feels so proud, and they're feeling so successful, and that independence carries on into their daily routines and into their homes. So what the real goal for us is that it carries into their adult life. We want them to be successful in what they do, and we want them to believe that they can do anything that they set their mind to.
And that's true, and the only reason I'm talking to you is because I interviewed a young camper, Trent, and he's the one that told me about this. And Trent is a shining example of what can be accomplished.
Trent is amazing. That young man started here with us, gosh, when he's 7, 8 years old, came every single summer, right from the very beginning of the time that I met him, which was, gosh, maybe 9, 10 years ago. He was already on the microphone, already talking about the Rays and his different sports teams, and any opportunity he had, he'd want to get on the radio. And so we actually made him a camp announcer. He'd announce like Critter Talk, and he'd announce awards, and he'd announce, and you know, anything and everything he could get into the microphone. He was doing that and doing it really well from the time that he was a young man at like 9, 10 years old. And now again, like I'm so proud of him and the direction he's taking and finding that and overcoming those things where no one would actually think that he's a sports broadcaster, but he's doing it, and I couldn't be more proud of him.
And by the way, Trent is legally blind, and
he is.
Talking to him, I interviewed him on this program, and I said, you know, Trent, you've done more things in this business than I have. That's just the truth. And it's just, he's just a great guy. And it's just an example of what happens when you have a camp like this or an organization like yours. Now, the camps, they're not just a summer camp where you send the kids away and you come back in the fall. You have weekend camps as well, right?
We do. We have weekend camps. We do at least once or twice a month. Again, that goes back to that having that regular respite for parents, having that regular program for kiddos to count on. So we're running year-round during the school year. Kids will check in on Friday after school, right on 5:36, and then they'll leave on Sunday morning. And then, you know, during the summer, they check in on Monday, and then they leave on Friday afternoon. So we're running year-round, and there's only a staff of 4 full-time staff members, but we have about 50 seasonal staff that work with us on the weekends and then during the summer. And they are an amazing group of young men and women. You know, this millennial generation gets a lot of, you know, raps for what they're not. And I can tell you that they are an amazing group of young men and women that are very passionate about the things that they choose to do. And we've been lucky enough to find some of those young men and women to work here that then go on to do great things because of the work that they've done, and they're inspired by the children that they work with and the families that they meet. It's more of a stepping stone for them.
So if a parent wants to get their child involved in Dream Oaks Camp, or they want to volunteer, how do we do that?
We have a website. It's www.foundationfordreams.org. You can find more information about us and what we do. There's an employment application or a volunteer application, or they can call me directly here at the office, which is 941-746-5659. I'd love to set up a time for them to come tour camp and see it in action and see if it's a fit. A lot of our counselors and volunteers are wanting to specialize in a particular area that this program lends itself very nicely to, whether it be teaching or OTPT or nursing, or we've had students that are thinking about going into medicine and really specializing in children that have disabilities. So having the opportunity to work with them firsthand is an experience of a lifetime.
So if you have a child with special needs and you want to give them the opportunity to have a camp experience, contact Foundation for Dreams at foundationfordreams.org, or you can call Elena herself at 941-746-5659, 941-746-5659. Well, Elena Casella, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Well, thank you so much. It's an honor to be speaking with you. And hopefully people take the opportunity to reach out to us. We're always looking to grow what we do and to meet that next kid that wants to walk through the door and have an experience of a lifetime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.